5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot! 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 Afro Circus!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Riggs.
Woo!
So
welcome to our show.
Yes, we are starting later in the evening than intended. So
totally our fault.
We are going to just peruse and get...
Peruse is not the right word.
We're going to speed through everything. I don't know. We're going to make it quick. Snappy.
Okay, there you go. Let's talk about that crazy circus.
Let's do.
Oh, ha. See? It needs to be there.
It's time for the stories of the week.
Whatever.
Anyway, all right. So we sat down in our chair about an hour ago to record. And then I said, wait, I want to show you this funny video. And a video that I had seen in my, what's that thing on Facebook?
Facebook memories.
Yeah. And I popped up the video, and then we ended up watching every video on both of our Facebook feeds of our kids.
Reminiscing of our kids.
It was
and
adorable.
We're like, oh, I remember that when they were like that.
Like, now we're like holding hands every time something cute would happen, and we'd look at each other like, oh.
So remember, but you know, that's a really good thing. I think it's important to be reminded of those moments when you're just like...
Where we loved parenting.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, that's why I do it. Because even Crystal, when we were kind of towards the end, she's like, I'm so happy we're parents. And
it's true.
And it's true. And watching those videos reminded us of that.
And it's funny to see that our kids are exactly the same. Like, their personality...
Yeah.
Has always been the same.
I thought their personalities would, like, change a lot, but they haven't. Like, in the last, like, 4 years, mm-hmm. It seems like they have the same type of personality.
It's surprising.
Same mannerisms and stuff like that. It's like, wow.
The same laugh.
Yeah. So.
It's weird.
It was fun and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that.
Well, that's good that we love parenting, because this week...
Well, I was gone once again.
Yeah, for the entire week. It wasn't one of those short trips.
I was gone from Tuesday to Friday, basically.
Yeah, and it was, it actually wasn't too bad. Besides getting the kids
you're
to school in the morning.
You're becoming an
expert. I know.
So I was gone. So I don't have a lot of stories. But while I was gone, I actually had, on one of my flights, it was just a quick, 45-minute flight from one destination to another, but I sat next to someone and talked about the clown car the whole time.
Woo.
So talked about parenting and marriage and,
and she totally treated you like an expert.
She totally did. Like, I was like, I am flattered that you think I know what I'm talking about.
I appear educated.
Well, and like we say in our show, we're not professionals, but we have life experience with four kids and being married for 10 years. So we do have experience that qualifies us for at least having
those noobs,
some type of, knowledge to pass on to people. And she was newly engaged and talked about how they want to start a family right away. So she had questions about, parenting and even marriage questions. And I was happy to say what worked for our marriage and our parenting.
You will never sleep again.
And then, but then I said, but like also we say on the show, it's about trial and error, figuring out what works and everything. So if you're listening to this show, thank you for listening, because she said she would listen. So if you're,
I thought you were just talking to everyone.
No,
but thank you everyone.
Thank you everyone else who's listening. But if she's listening, welcome to the clown car.
Unless she just thought you're hot.
Well, I am pretty attractive, but, no, I don't think that was the thing.
Well, so, yeah, Barry was gone, but this wasn't too bad. I didn't feel like I was drowning, but I also did watch an entire TV series that was 16 episodes. I watched the whole thing
while you're gone. That's nothing.
Well, yeah, nothing. I had kids to watch. You were just killing time.
So what? That's the one of the things I do a lot on my business trips is when I have in between my meetings or I stay up really late on my business trips because I binge watch all these TV shows that Crystal doesn't like to watch with me. And so I watched a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you did.
And I stayed up. I stayed up really late every night. And I'm just like, all right. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I watched an entire TV series, but mostly at nighttime. So I wasn't sloughing my mom duties too bad.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm okay.
You're okay. If it's at night and the kids are asleep, that is A-okay.
But here's the annoying thing. The other day, Jackson came out and his face, you were here for this one, but his face was covered in shiny, boogery looking stuff.
Mm.
And I was like, what is that? And so I rubbed his face and it was chapstick. And I was like, where did you get that chapstick? And he goes, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and I was like, uh-huh. And then later he's like, I got it in the bath womb. And then so I go into our bathroom, and I have chapstick that I put on every night, and he got a hold of it. And I was so mad. But in our bathroom, we had a footstool, and we have a mini kid chair. And for some reason, he goes straight to our little garbage can, dumped out the contents on the floor, and used that as his stool.
Yep, I remember cleaning that up.
And what? I picked that one up.
No, you didn't.
But he's done it every time he goes in our bathroom.
Well, that's he probably did it again then.
I'm like, what the heck? Why? There's two chairs right there. We have Kidland is in here, and you're using the garbage.
Well, maybe those aren't tall enough.
Anyway, it is. We do have a really high counter, but it's been. It just makes me mad.
But one of these days, he's going to do that, and the garbage can's going to break, and he's going to fall and like hit his chin on the side of the sink and split open, and blood will be everywhere.
And then I'll be like, "See, should have used the kid's stool."
That's right.
Anyway, so that, and then the other one is, I was outside reading my book, like I do, and Lacey's just sitting there chatting with me, and I'm kind of like, yeah. You know, yeah. You just kind of, and I look up at her and I'm studying her and I'm like, why do you look different? And then it hit me. You cut your hair, didn't you? And I just cut her off and I was like, did you cut your hair? And she was like, huh? and I just grab her hair and I'm like, these are really short. Why is your hair short? And she was like, my hair is getting in my face. And I,
in my eyes.
Yeah, I was getting in my eyes. She cut her bangs to look like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
At least it wasn't the full chop like she did last time.
I know, but I felt like we laid the wrath into her. I don't know what she was thinking.
Struck the fear of parents into her.
I was so mad and I was like, do I have to tell Santa that you've been naughty? That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Busted out the Santa card already, just, huh?
Well, because every day she's like, I'm going to ask Santa for dolls. And that's the only thing, like, off the cusp.
You're
I'm so mad.
Cool.
I know. So she just ran inside and cried. And I was like, I don't know if I feel guilty, but I'm just mad.
I know, right?
I'm writing Santa. Got him on speed dial.
We have his email.
Seriously. And then later I let her sit in my lap and I explained, I'm sorry that I yelled at you, but seriously, don't do this again or I'm taking away everything that you own.
Or we will just shave your head.
I know. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get over this. And then today we're rushing for church because Barry is already there. I'm trying to get all the kids. Jay can't find her shoes. And I'm just going crazy and I can't find our spray bottle. And I was like, Lacey, I can't make your hair cute because you cut it. I know, but it was like, I was so stressed out.
Wow.
I'm trying to make her realize, don't cut your hair. And anyway.
By making her feel ugly. Thanks.
I know. After that, I was like, that was terrible. But I'll just try to stick with the Santa threat.
That's probably a good idea. Since
I know. Afterwards, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Christmas is coming, people. It is coming.
Is it? It might not be coming to this house.
Well. And a shameless plug here, but you should use the closetgeek.net Amazon affiliate link for all your Amazon shopping needs. No extra cost to you, but it helps support the Closet Geek Studios, shows that you love, like the clown car. So go to the closetgeek.net and click on that Amazon affiliate link and shop now.
It's not like you said chop.
Oh, Well,
we were talking about chopping your hair. Hey, don't cut your hair.
I thought that was pretty pretty good off the cuff right there. Sounded like an actual commercial.
It did.
So, one thing that happened this week that while I was home, something that is a part of my duties as fathership is
fathership.
That's right. Is transporting Jackson from our bed because he falls asleep in our bed because he has no stimulation in our room, and then I take him and put him in his bed. So I lay him down in his bed. And then I get his blanket out and I get it ready and I kind of like fluff it up to lay on him. But as I like kind of flick up the blanket and try to bring it down, my hand hit, there's a shelf right above his bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And on it is a fully made Lego set. And I knock it off. And it lands smack right on top of his face.
What did he do? I haven't heard this.
He's like, mommy. And then he kind of like wiggled around. And then I had to like rub his head and his back a little bit. And he fell right back asleep. But Grayson's like, that was funny. So.
Sad.
That was sad. I'm like, oh, just beating you while you're sleeping with Legos.
It's kind of like today when I got upset with Jay because she couldn't find her shoes. Because I always, every day, I feel like I say, put your shoes away on in your basket. And yet, you can never find them. So anyway, I upset her. And she, the kids were playing with our couch cushions. So they were all kind of squampus. And all of a sudden, Jay leans back on one of the cushions and starts crying. Like, pain cry, not like upset cry.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened? And Grayson had seen it. And what happened is someone left the iPad on the top of the cushion, but she put her head on the bottom of the cushion, and it popped the iPad up and smacked her in the eye.
Nice.
And I was like, this morning needs to end.
Oh, sorry, babe. But
what's with our kids and getting hit in the face?
I know, right?
At least I didn't bring that on her. You brought that on Jackson.
On accident.
It's kind of like when I dropped that bottle of ice cold water on Grayson's face when he was a baby while I was feeding him.
Oh, right.
Because I was trying to put the lid on with one hand.
Yep. Good job.
The sweet things we do to our children.
So, speaking of Grayson, he did something this week that he was caught doing while I was out of town.
Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Why? Okay.
Well, I can talk about it, but it's your story.
Well, I know, but he's listening.
Oh, well, I was going to talk about, because it leads into one of my stories. Okay. And so, talk about it.
No, you tell it.
Oh, well, it's your story, though. I was out of town.
Yeah, but I feel guilty, so I want you to be the one that he gets mad at.
Okay, so apparently, Crystal was at home, and she heard what sounded like thunder or something coming from outside, and she's like, well, that's weird. You know, there's not a storm brewing. And it kept, but then as she listened to it more fully, it wasn't thunder. It was a thump, thump, thumping on top of the roof. And it wasn't Santa Claus.
Or a big, giant cat.
No, she looked out her window and saw our wonderful oldest child climbing down from the roof because he just felt like going up there and playing.
Yeah, but
after we had told him...
He's asked us before.
To not do that.
Yeah, and we're like, mm-mm.
Well, and it's funny because we know that he has done it because he was trying to be clever one day. And he's just like, you know how I would climb on the roof? I would go there, there, and there, and get on the roof. We're like, that's how you would do it, huh? So as a consequence, he lost video games for a week. So, and that started. So when I came home, Crystal went out of town, to a town nearby for a service project. And so I was watching the kids on Saturday. And so Grayson couldn't play video games, but he was playing outside, but I went out of my way and, contacted one of his friend's parents and invited his friend over. And then his friend came over and played for a few hours. And it turned out to be a really awesome time and they had a great time and playing outside and jumping on the trampoline.
Which just shows we should cut out video games anyway.
Except that's the only thing that kept Jackson entertained.
Yeah, I know. He's so bad.
Yeah. So did that. And so I felt like, yeah, I created a play date and felt like a dad win there for a moment, because after his friend left and he's like, that was so fun. I'm like, oh, good. And they had a good time.
Was that the other story?
Yeah, that was Lee. Oh. That's why I did that, because he couldn't, you know, he was
for your bored. Punishment, we're going to let you have friends over.
We're gonna bring your friends over, your physical ones, not your digital ones.
But, yeah, I mean, I think he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
I'm not too upset about it.
No, he
didn't die.
Oh, well, and he didn't get hurt either. But he knows that we don't want him to do that again, and hopefully he'll make good choices, but we're pretty much over it now. So Grayson, you're good.
Yeah. I have two more. While Barry was on his business trip, it was our daughter Jay's birthday.
Yeah, I was gone on her birthday.
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah, and dad win there.
Our grandparents that live here were gone. So it was kind of like, I kind of said, we're not really going to celebrate your birthday on your birthday.
On your birthday.
We're going to celebrate it when everyone's back.
We're going to celebrate it when we have money from payday.
Yeah, when we get paid in 2 weeks. But I still decorated the house. So she woke up and the house was all decorated with birthday stuff. And she was excited. And I made some flyers with her picture. And anyway, so she knew. I told her we're not going to open presents until Daddy gets back. And so as soon as he walks in the door, she goes, Mom, is it time? And I was like, wait, that's not what I meant. And she got so downhearted that I was like, do you want to open them now? Because they're not even wrapped.
Well, and we're like, you wouldn't be able to open anything on your birthday party from us. And then so she's like,
she's so excited.
She's like, yeah, I want to open them now.
Right. And all we had were Christmas bags. So we bring out like Santa and reindeer for her birthday. But it was fun that she got to open her presents.
And she loved, and she responded well and loved every single one.
I know. It was awesome.
I was unlike Lacey's birthday, where she initially hated her presents, but now she loves them.
Right. So that was a good thing, but we still have to plan a birthday.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, can't that just be it?
No.
Check.
We get cake and ice cream. Boom.
I know, but
Well, we got to invite her friends over, too.
The last thing, though, that happened this week is, I read a while ago on Facebook, someone, I don't know if it's going around, I don't remember, but they were explaining how mailmen don't have air conditioning, that it's really hot.
Yeah.
And they said, so if you ever get a chance to, you should offer your mailman a bottle of water.
Cold bottle of water.
And so if ever I'm unloading the groceries, when the mailman's here, I'll pop open our box of bottled water and I'll run one over to him. And so I like to have Lacey do it just so she can learn how to serve others. And then the other day she was excited and she collected all these weeds and put them in the mailbox so he would see them. And then he kind of opened the mailbox because we're always outside when he comes. That's just our outside time. And he kind of blew off the weeds. And I was like, those are for you. And he just looks at me. He's like, oh, thank you. And grabs the handful and then leaves. And then a couple days later, she waited for him with a bouquet of dandelions. And as soon as he pulled up, she handed him to him. And I love this guy. He just grabbed him and was like, thank you so much. And as he drove off, he like shook him at us like, I got him. You know, it's so precious. So I just love that. I love that Lacey wants to be nice to the mailman.
Yeah, be nice to your mailman.
But I love that he's nice back to her.
Yes, definitely. It could have been a different story.
Throw it in her face. These are weeds.
I don't want these, child.
I can't put these in my car. So it's been fun.
Yeah. So mailman, you're awesome. And everyone, be nice to your mailman.
And your other service people.
So
that's all I've got.
That's all we got.
It's kind of a slow week. Like I said, I watched a lot of TV.
Well, and I was gone, so. But, so we were thinking about what we wanted to talk about as our article and our opinion piece tonight. And we realized that, hey, politics. Let's talk about politics. Now, not in the way that you might be thinking, but we found a really good article that talks about how you should talk to your kid about the election and what that is. So
it's mostly about younger kids.
Yeah,
which is what we tend to do. But
so it'd be different with your teenagers, obviously. But for you know, our age 9 and down, this this could definitely apply. So the article is this: how to talk to your kids about the presidential election without all the negativity. So that's a very key point there.
Right. And so her thing is, oftentimes our kids see all the posters in people's yards and billboards and the weird commercials, and they don't quite understand what it means. So she's saying, and we believe, that it's important to talk to your kids about it.
Yeah.
So there's a few things that she suggests. And the first one is provide a balanced perspective.
Yes.
And so this one means that we tend to focus on what's important to us. But when we talk about it with our kids, we kind of need to explain that there are opposing views. And
well, and talk to them about what, you know, the type of government we have. Like, it talks about, you know, what does a democracy mean? What does it mean to vote for people and stuff like that?
Right. And you need to teach how the voting process works. But that your kids aren't going to understand things like foreign policy or reproductive rights. But you can talk about what democracy means and why we go to the polls.
Yeah.
And then explain everyone has opposing views, but we can be respectful. And I think at this age, it's important to teach our kids how to be respectful.
Well, it's important to teach our kids, like, not everyone thinks the same. So, you know, this person may think differently, but that doesn't make them a bad person. It just means you think differently and we can get along and be respectful. And that's what's great about the country.
Well, and she says, we can also agree to disagree without resorting to anger and or unkind comments.
That's
so
right.
This is something that needs to be taught to the next generation, because our generation is totally bombing on this.
Yeah, that's right.
They fail.
Everyone's so mean to each other. It'd be like, come on, guys, we can disagree and still get along.
Just because it's Facebook doesn't mean you have to be a jerk.
Yeah, well, there's no, with social media, there's no sense of accountability. So you can say what you want to people and, you know, you're not saying it to their face. They would never say it to your face.
Well, they might.
Well,
people get crazy about politics.
I would say the majority of people that are vocal on social media are not vocal in person.
Okay. That would be interesting to prove. But yeah. Anyway, so I like this.
Yeah. So the next one is prevent your views as your
present.
Own. So, thank you. Present your views as your own. So it's just basically talking about when you say you're talking about the things that each candidate is supporting, and you say, I believe, or something that is important to me is, when you're talking to your kids. So you're not saying, we all believe this and we all should believe this, because that's not true. Not everyone believes the same way. So you as parents teach your kids that this is what you believe. And that you can kind of teach your kids that, but it's up to you to decide what you believe. We can, of course, as parents, we feel the obligation to guide our kids down the road that we feel would be beneficial for them in the future. But ultimately, we also need to instruct our kids that everything comes down to your choice. We could teach you things, but it's still your choice on what you choose to support.
Right. And I like this, because I was just talking to my friend yesterday about how she heard a little boy spouting off political stuff. I mean, like a little kid talking about,
yeah,
you know, this person's so stupid and blah, blah. And she was saying, yeah, those aren't your thoughts. Like, you are direct quoting.
That's your parents saying that. Yeah.
And so I think that's true, because I've heard kids say things like that.
And I'm like, you're not researching politics. You don't know. Yeah. You're not sitting there being like, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there might be a kid out there that is, but most kids are not sitting on the internet or watching the presidential debates and being like, that is really interesting, but I disagree.
Right. Right. And so, but this is hard for me. I mean, it's good, but I feel like, don't you want your kids to believe in what you believe?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking politics, but like religion and, well, your way of life, like it all.
You do. And that's why I said that it's important that, I mean, we as parents feel the need to guide our kids in that direction, because this is what we feel that would benefit them in the future. But ultimately, it comes down to our kids choosing.
Right. And so, I mean, as much as I want to say, just follow me, we do have to let them make up their own mind.
Right.
So I do like how that is something I should probably be better at. I believe that this is
important. Or this is something that is important to me.
Mm-hmm. Next one is encourage kids to talk about their own views. And I like this because it's not necessarily about like this election, but it's teaching your kids to realize that they create their view of everything.
Or it gives you a perspective on what kids feel is important.
Right.
Like, what are important to your 9 and 7 year old? What's important to them? Like, if you ask them, how would you want this country to be run different? Like, what would you want to change in this country? And you might be really surprised on the answers you get from your kids. And you find out, like, oh, I didn't realize that my kids even thought that was an issue or that's important.
Yeah, like she said, when she asked her 7-year-old, if you were the president, what would you do to make your country better? And he said that he'd want to add more trees to schools and parks so there'd be better shade and fresher air. And so it's just encouraging your kids to think about the process of...
Well, think about how they can improve their community.
Well, yeah. And so I feel like this isn't just political now, but you're teaching them that they can have an opinion, they can make a difference. And that's the start to saying you can make a difference by voting for whoever you believe makes the best choice.
And you're teaching them that they can make... You're teaching them basically how to become a contributing member to society.
Or at least think about being one.
Yeah, and saying, if you think these ideas, you can actually make a difference if you try. So,
right.
Yeah, so talk to your kids about it.
Having your kids present their own views teaches them more about politics than simply commenting on what they see.
Yeah, so it's, once again, kind of getting the kids to use their own brains rather than us telling what the kids should think.
Okay, next one.
Next one, stay positive. So in today's political world,
like we were saying,
is super negative. Like, there's hardly anything positive. And I was just thinking about this, like, if I ever got into politics and I was running against someone, I would never talk bad about that person. Now, I might say I disagree with how they did this and I would change that, but I would never say, oh, that person's dumb for doing, you know, that person's, and they're awful person because 30 years ago they did this.
Okay, but it's not about you running as a politician. It's about how we treat them as voters.
I know. I'm saying that's how it is. Like, saying, why can't we just have different opinions and be nice to someone, even if we're a political combatant? And that's what we should be teaching our kids, is when we talk to them about politics, we shouldn't be like, oh, this person's bad and this, you know, the government is evil and stuff like that, because then the kids aren't going to want to be involved and the next generation's not going to want to make a positive impact on the world, so to speak.
Well, and they said that even joking about things like their hairstyle,
the way they
or
look,
or their mannerisms is sending the wrong message to kids because we don't vote based on their appearance.
Yeah.
Which technically is a lie, because I remember reading about a study where people generally vote for the person that they find attractive.
Well, I mean, that goes with anything. I mean, even like American Idol or other things like that, people don't vote for who's actually the best singer. They vote for who they find attractive and who they like. You know, be like, I like the way he does that, I'm gonna vote for him. But political figures, they understand that as well. A lot of them, like, that's why they try to have a professional appearance, and some succeed and some do not. But that's something that we shouldn't be focusing on with our kids. Be like, we're not voting for them because I really like this person's suit jacket or something like that. But, you know, we tell them that we vote for them and we support them because of what their ideas for the future are and how to make the country better.
Right. So just try and avoid, especially talking around your kids, the negative comments.
Yeah. Be positive.
And, yeah, that's another one that really needs to be applied to everybody.
Everybody.
Last one is...
This is you.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Vote on issues in your own home. I find this adorable.
This is interesting, and I know we should try this.
She said, the best way to learn about the voting process is to be a part of it. Her suggestion, come up with two dinner options for the weekend and then spend the week making signs, presenting speeches about the options, and engaging in healthy debates about the pros and cons of each option. You can use your computer or your iPhone to make ads promoting the dinner of choice. And then the night before the big family dinner, set up a voting booth and cast your votes. And then kids learn through play the great lessons about politics without all the negative advertising.
Well, and seeing how, like, essentially the voting system works. Be like, okay, well, we had three votes here and three votes here. That would be difficult, though, because, like, we have six people in our family. What if it comes at a draw?
Then we cut out Jackson like we always do.
That's right. Jackson doesn't know. So you could do that for, I mean, you could do it for dinners, or you could do it for, you know, what activity should we do this weekend? You know, it's, you have options, and it would teach your kids as a simple concept of what you are doing, this November 8th when we vote for the future president.
I think we're actually going to do that, even though it sounds like way too much work for me. Let's go for it.
Yeah, let's try it. We'll give it a try, and then we'll report back and see if that worked out. But that's it. So those five things on how you can be able to talk to your kids about the presidential election and in positive, not negative way.
Good luck.
Good luck indeed. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can reach out to us on all of our social media and also through email at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus.
And don't forget to vote.
That's right. November 8th.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.